Welcome to the B2B Influence Spotlight on Industry Game Changers podcast. I'm Paula Keoki, founder and CEO of Outward Media. Outward Media is a trusted data partner to Fortune 2000 businesses and startups alike. We provide the highest quality audience data to fuel engaged, integrated, omnichannel campaigns. Our mission is to deliver real data, real results, and invaluable reach to real people. Welcome, everyone. This is Outward Media's B2B podcast, Spotlight on Industry Game Changers. I'm Paula Keoki, CEO of Outward Media, your host. Today, we have John Suarez. He is the director of HubSpot Strategy for Smart Bug Media out of San Diego, California. Welcome, John.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Nice to be here.
Good. We're glad to have you. Today, we're going to focus on how integrated HubSpot architecture and marketing automation are reshaping how B2B companies convert interest into revenue, and Smart Bug Media and John are experts at this, so we're going to jump in. John, Smart Bug Media is known for helping B2B companies scale through data-driven strategy and marketing automation. What's the biggest shift you've seen over the past year in how clients approach inbound and revenue ops, and how has your team adapted to this?
Yeah, I think there's two separate things here, approaching inbound and the RevOps, the operational excellence of it all, if you will. Okay. So I think one of HubSpot's core value propositions is that you can consolidate your tech stack and have basically all of your data inside one singular system or fewer systems, which gives you just more fidelity in the data you're using to make decisions. So as far as RevOps is concerned, from marketing to sales to customer service, having all of those operations inside of one platform gives you that through line for all of your leads, prospects, customers, engagements, and interaction points. And that allows your entire team and any automations that are feeding off that data to operate with as much visibility as possible. So there's less blind spots, which means ultimately a better user and customer experience, which typically means more pipeline value and bookings. So from a RevOps perspective, that's what we are focused on. That's why we are so closely partnered with HubSpot. We're their largest global partner. Wow. And it's one reason.
That's yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay. We're HubSpot users.
Love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, I'm in there every day. A big part of my current role is leading and making, basically leading a team of HubSpot experts that are working with clients in order to strategize, so design and implement RevOps strategies, building it inside of HubSpot to achieve operational excellence. And ultimately, that leads on to more revenue for businesses if they have more data to operate with. So in terms of RevOps, that's the big thing. From an inbound marketing perspective, there's a lot to be said there. I think that probably a lot of your audience knows that marketing is always evolving. When ChatGPT splashed on the front page 2.5 years ago, that has certainly changed a lot. And there's been seemingly every day new evolutions, new products, new ways of operating that I think are turning what we have traditionally seen as inbound on its head a bit. Yeah. So I can dive in deeper there, but certainly a lot going on.
And I think it's going to continue to change, right? I think we're at the tipping point, or just at the beginning of it. In the next 2 to 5 years with AI and everything, I see some drastic changes. Do you all typically integrate with other marketing stack? What size company do you usually work with, and do you integrate with other marketing stacks?
Yeah, we don't have necessarily a minimum or maximum size. We work with big corporations that are in the $1 billion club as far as revenue. And we work with companies that are a couple dozen million, if you will, and employee count ranging really the whole spectrum. As far as if working with the client sizes that and the tech stack, so HubSpot is designed to work for a lot of your revenue operations, right? For your marketing, your sales, and your CS. The data inside it, I think, is really robust around those operations. But one really nice thing about HubSpot, and they've been doing this since as long as I've been in working with them, so for the past 10 years, is they have really robust integrations, and they have a marketplace, much other big CRMs do. of different native integrations. There's Salesforce connectors, there's connectors with all of the big CPQ systems, HR systems, accounting and finance. So a lot of the big and even medium software technology platforms that a lot of companies have, when they come to us, we basically say, okay, what can we consolidate inside of HubSpot? And we rebuild that and make sure it works the same, if not better. And what can't fit cleanly into there, into HubSpot, because we're not going to shoehorn everything. We see if there's a native integration. Most of the time there is. If there isn't, we also have a custom, an in-house integrations team that can build custom APIs to really make whatever systems we need to work with HubSpot me and the processes we build.
So does that help create efficiencies then? Are you able to sometimes not have some of the platforms? That what we're hearing is a lot of these big companies may have 10 platforms and they're using like one module in each and they're spending all this money. Are you able to collapse that down a little bit and create some efficiencies and a dollar savings for your clients?
Yeah, most of the clients that come to us say their hair's on fire. They have a dozen plus different systems. How do we consolidate this? Because the first problem they're trying to solve is the costs of all these different tech stacks. But what if they don't realize it coming to us, what they quickly find out is all of the operational inefficiencies or lack of data, which then is a kind of stems off into a lot of problems. So from the cost savings perspective, yes, most clients come to us and say, okay, how can we consolidate this into HubSpot? And I would say most of the time, probably 70 to 80%, I'm just throwing that number out there, but that sounds about right, of the tech stack of most of our clients can be consolidated into HubSpot if they're coming onto HubSpot for the first time, or if they already have it, we help them consolidate further. And that promotes cost savings for sure. But I think the hidden value or the value that becomes very apparent is that when you consolidate that, your data-driven decision-making just becomes leaps and bounds better. So you're able to see all your blind spots of, oh my gosh, this huge swath of leads we're like not even reaching out to because we didn't realize that they're not part of this email campaign, or we just found a really good opportunity for kind of account-based marketing for this really high value list of accounts. So it just opens up a lot of RevOps efficiencies that will ultimately lead to more pipeline value and bookings.
Sounds like you almost pay for yourselves.
A lot of the time, yeah, a lot of the time, yes. And that's why I think it's really easy for one measurement that we have internally is just, we ask for 5-star reviews on HubSpot's directory and G2. And we have so many because I think so many of the clients, when we finish our projects or while we have ongoing retainers, the value becomes very apparent.
Do people usually keep contracting with you for over time, or do you sometimes go in and just clean it up and then turn it over to them, or a little bit of both?
A bit of both. We have a strong, what we call just retainer client business model, where we have those clients that need ongoing support, either from a HubSpot operations perspective, but also from like a RevOps strategy perspective. So we have an entire department that is working with clients to build and execute on marketing strategies, sales strategies, CS strategies on an ongoing basis. And then we also have clients that just say, hey, I'm coming onto HubSpot. I really need help creating the blueprint for what I'm going to be building inside of HubSpot. I need help building it. And then I need help training my team. So that's also a big portion of our clients as well.
And you probably save them a lot of time, because if they're trying to build it out themselves and they don't really do it the right way right out of the gate, then they're wasting time.
We see a lot of people come to us that have tried to do it themselves or engaged with a freelancer. And I'm sure there are great freelancers out there. If somebody's trying, this is the old adage, like you get what you pay for. Yeah. People try to cut corners, get a cheap contractor, and at the end of it, they'd be better off just starting from zero rather than what they ended up with, because now you have to untangle this entire mess. We get clients that come to us with that story too. And we fix it.
So when you're mapping out a strategy, how do you guide clients in defining their ideal prospect, selecting the right engagement channels, and measuring what matters most?
Yeah, it starts with discovery. So we section off at least a couple of weeks for most of our new clients to really understand their business, understand who they're targeting, their ideal customer profiles, their buyer personas, really everything about what they do. And of course, this depends, right? If we're just doing a quick operations project around HubSpot, we may not need to do that, so we can shortcut some things. But for the most part, when we're working on anything around marketing, sales, or CS, we really want to understand their business and their customers so that we're operating with the most and best information possible. Because as your listeners know, anyone that is marketing needs to be communicating in the language of who you're talking to, right? So you need to talk the talk. And to do that, you need to understand who you're talking to. So we have a few weeks, at least two, I would say, section off just for the discovery of really understanding all of that. And then we get into building that blueprint around, here's the strategies or tactics that we want to execute on. Here's the KPIs we're going to measure so that we know if we're successful or not, or if we need to adjust. And then we just get to work and measure along the way.
There's a lot of consulting on the front end.
Yeah.
To get them to where they need to go. One of the things that we're seeing with our clients is generational type approach to the marketing. What's going to make a baby boomer versus a Gen Z is going to be a little bit different.
It will be. Channels, messaging, cadence, everything for sure.
Mm-hmm. So what's been the most surprising outcome of a recent marketing experiment or automation strategy that you deployed, whether it's the results, client feedback, or something unexpected in the data?
Yeah, so we recently had a client come to us, a media company that gets a lot of revenue from subscribers and donors. And we set them up on HubSpot, and one major thing that needed to...
Did they have a system already and you migrated them away, or did they were starting from scratch?
They had a system already. It was a hodgepodge of different tools. Yeah. And one thing we ask at the beginning, even before we engage and sign a contract with any client, it's, what are you trying to get out of this? What are your goals? And a lot of the time, of course, it's like the right business data to make the right decisions. So with this client, we were able to set them up on HubSpot. I think they had around 9 or 10 different systems. We consolidated that down to 2. But really what they were trying to do, understand is, okay, from all of these subscribers and all this money we're getting, like, where is it coming from? How can we tell our marketing team, our acquisition team, where we need to focus our efforts to not only keep the funnel running, right? Keep revenue coming in, but double down on it. So we made sure that we understood that up front, as we do with anything. You need to understand where you're heading towards before you start, so you're not going in the wrong direction. And then we built the system to be able to measure attribution along the way, so that when finished, they were able to see, oh my gosh, 70% of our revenue is originating from these two channels. We need to double down there, but it also gives the business leaders an understanding of the risks too. What happens if our audience moves off those channels? What happens if we lose influencers in those channels? So it gives, I think, both opportunity and risks of those channels. And within that data, I think helps guide strategies for that client in particular. But that's just one. But I would say most clients that come to us really need to understand that type of data so that they can operate intelligently across their RevOps program.
Do you find that when you initially engage with people that if they're already using HubSpot, do you help people that are already using HubSpot to become more efficient? Mm-hmm. Do you find that they don't really know how it really works very well and what they need to take advantage of?
Yeah, a lot of our specifically one-off, actually every engagement, really, typically somewhere in the middle or towards the end of the engagement, if it's a one-off or if it's like a retainer ongoing, we try to do it in the first couple of months. We go through training with the client so that they understand not only what we've built for them so that they can change it if they need to, and they understand the underlying process and architecture of it all, but also the basic functionality of HubSpot, whether it's like the operations team, the marketing team, the sales team. We've done sales team trainings for teams of 5 and teams of 500. Like, we've done some pretty big trainings so that these companies know how to use the tool that they're paying for so that they can get the most value out of it.
And I know there's been an old adage for years that sales and marketing don't talk to each other. In your experience in working with the HubSpot, do you see that, or are they starting to converge a little bit, or what's your opinion on that?
I see that with companies coming on to HubSpot. You have marketing teams that traditionally would be more open to moving on to a new platform like HubSpot. And I think as far as marketing automation platforms go, HubSpot is the leader in many ways, even against bigger or other competitors like Marketo, right? And so marketing teams see the value there. But typically with sales teams, they don't want to learn a new system, which is fair. Nobody likes to learn new things, especially if they're comfortable with the current system. So that has been a barrier for a while as far as just like transitioning to a HubSpot. But more and more, we see teams, specifically sales teams, being more willing to move to the system because I think that they're just seeing the value that can come out of like the sales arm of HubSpot. They're seeing how, and to your point, how marketing's data is in there, and they want to know what's marketing doing with these contacts. And HubSpot is set up in a way that the entire customer lifecycle can be tracked inside of each individual contact record. So anyone, marketing, sales, or CS, can see from the very beginning of time what communications or interactions have happened. And that's breaking down a lot of the barriers and leading to a lot of collaboration and cooperation between the sales and marketing team and making them realize we're all driving the same direction here. We all want to
We're in this
help
together.
the bottom line.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's work together. And I think HubSpot's set up to do that really well.
And we migrated to HubSpot a few years ago from a system that everybody thought was clunky. I won't use any names, and we've been very happy with it. I want to tell the audience again, you mentioned you're the number one. What are you number one with HubSpot again?
We are HubSpot's largest solutions partner in terms of just overall clients that we're managing. So we last year won Partner of the Year, which recognizes the largest solutions partner in the ecosystem. And there's a few different awards, but this is our third time winning it. So we
Great.
have been in the HubSpot ecosystem since we were founded in 2007, 2008, almost going on 20 years here. And we really take pride in being experts in this space, but also being like closely involved with HubSpot. We have a very deep relationship with them insofar as we want to make sure that we understand everything there is about the platform, that we know what they're the different team members, product managers, and things like that, so that if we have questions about a product release, we can ask people that built it if that's available to us. So I think that, yeah, overall, we take a lot of pride in our relationship and standing within the HubSpot ecosystem.
As well, you should. So, if somebody wants to learn more, how would they get a hold of you?
Yeah. So the best way to do that is just smartbugmedia.com. There's a lot of different good places to navigate to once you get to our website. But the quickest way, top, just contact us. You can mention my name, or if you're just trying to understand, like, hey, what can you do for me? Just give us a quick overview of what challenges you're facing and what your end goal is. And we will reach out very quickly and start that conversation.
And is the initial consultation, is that at no charge?
It's at no charge. And I think another important thing too is we don't try to shoehorn anything. I mentioned this a bit earlier, but if we don't think that we are the best partner, we will say that. Because we realize at the end of the day, if we take on business where we're not best suited to handle, that's only going to come back and bite us in terms of reviews and reputations. So we really make sure to understand our prospects' goals and challenges. And if we feel that we can help them overcome them and meet their goals, then we're going to give them a plan, a white glove recommendation plan of, hey, here's how we would approach it. Again, all at no cost. And at that point, a conversation happens. Is it right for you? Great. Then what are next steps? And if not, let us know if you ever need us for anything else.
That is how you build a great reputation. And that probably also helped you become the number one partner.
I think so.
So, John, great. This has been great. I learned some things as well today. I'm very happy that you joined us. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you, Paula. It was a pleasure being here.
Hi, I'm Paula Keoki, and thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to rate or review the podcast wherever you listen. Your feedback helps us grow and inspire others. If you're a successful business leader or marketing professional with insights to share, we'd love to feature you as a guest. Visit outwardmedia.com/podcast to learn more. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode and connect with us on social media to join the conversation. Visit outwardmedia.com to explore how we can help take your strategic audience building to the next level. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.